Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Ron Bolz from the Pennsylvania Liberty Alliance was in the meeting yesterday and is on the phone with us right now. How are you, Ron?
Okay, Frank. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I have a bunch of questions, but first, can you give me an idea of what went on yesterday, what your impression was, and what you thought the outcome was?
Well, pretty much as you said, you know, the House Democratic Policy Committee had a public hearing, which at first when it was advertised as a property tax public hearing, and it later shifted to a tax fairness public hearing, but In general, it was mostly geared, at least most of the testimony was around the property tax and the fairness, or rather unfairness, as we like to say, of it, and the other taxes involved, like the PIT and the sales tax. And so that's pretty much where the discussion was centered yesterday.
Was it frustrating?
It was, because the person who testified before us, I wouldn't even say my opinion. I would say I could certainly prove that his facts were wrong. It was the Keystone Research Center, I believe. They're, I believe, a division of the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center, who are extremely opposed to property tax elimination.
Why? Why are they opposed to it?
Well, their talking points, I think, differ from their real reasoning why they're opposed. They try to say that eliminating the school property tax would be more harmful to lower and middle income residents of Pennsylvania. We have the data to prove exactly the opposite, and I gave it yesterday in the testimony. I believe their real motivation is to protect the school lobby groups who want to maintain that ability to continue to tax us out of our homes.
Now, we regularly talk to Dave Argel. We've talked to Jim Cox. We've talked to Mario Scavello, who introduced an alternative bill. We've Yes. talked to a bunch of people on this subject, and we keep getting this response that people who were supporting House Bill 76 and SB 76 have bailed out, that there's just not the votes. Do you get the impression that there is an attempt to try and derail these bills?
Oh, absolutely. There's many attempts, you know, the foot dragging, the trying to run out the clock. These lobbyists with big-time influence and deep pockets and lobbying power, they go in and they start twisting arms. And, you know, so we're going up against that machine, so to speak. So it's the taxpayers, it's the Pennsylvania Liberty Alliance, the PTCC, and some other grassroots groups that are going up against these very well-funded, very powerful lobby group opposition. So it's an uphill battle, but it's a fight that we're going to stay in.
Right.
We're going to see this thing through.
We were told that that a lot of the original supporters of the Senate bill have been heavily lobbied by the School Board Association.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Now, Eddie Paschinski, I'm reading an article here from the Citizen's Voice. Eddie Day Paschinski said, you know, we've been talking about this for 15 years. And it's true. When I was in the House of Representatives, everybody said, oh, if we just allow casino gambling, it'll be everything will be saved here. I remember voting for the casino because I thought it was going to eliminate property taxes. We have been sold down the river. So, like, is there any real hope, Ron?
Well, the only hope is complete elimination, because for the reasons you just mentioned. See, what we're doing here, Frank, is we're constantly trying to treat the symptoms of the problem, and we skirt around the root cause, which is the property tax itself. This, I gave ample evidence, the property tax system cannot be fixed, it cannot be made to be fair, and all of these attempts at reduction only end up in failure, just like the Casino Revenue Act 1 gambling stuff. If we reduce the property tax, it's going to be temporary at best. It'll continue to climb, and now you're going to have these other taxes on top of it to pay, and we're back to square one, only with extra taxes on top. So that's why we advocate for the complete elimination, period.
Now, can you give us an idea of where these bills are? Is leadership preventing them from coming up for a vote? Do you know what's happening in Harrisburg?
Leadership is preventing them from coming up for a vote. In fact, Senator Argel did make an attempt to force a vote at our request back in the spring, right before the last session ended. And he was met with a lot of opposition for many reasons. He was met with opposition from leadership. He was met with opposition from his colleagues because it's an election year, Frank, and nobody wants to go on the record on these tough issues before November.
Yeah, you know, in our area, a lot of people, when we get into these discussions on property tax elimination, they bring up the unbelievable, overwhelming debt of places like the Scranton School District and say, well, but you're going to let them keep some property tax, and so we're screwed ultimately anyway.
Well, with SB 76, what it does is it does allow a retained property tax just to pay off that debt, but what it also does is it freezes that debt, does not let the school district take out more. They cannot refinance for a longer term. And once that debt's paid off, then the remaining portion of the property tax would go away. The IFO did look at this, and on average across the state, there would only be a 17% retained property tax, so you would have an 83% reduction. Then you would pay that 17%, and as the bonds were paid off, even that would be reduced until it's gone completely.
Now, I'm on your website, and you have one point that says petitions. Are you asking people to sign petitions in favor of these bills?
Yes, we are.
How do they do that?
Well, they can go online at the website and sign on there. We are also doing a lot of door-to-door activity. So if we knock on your door and ask you to sign a petition, we ask that you please do so. And basically what we're going to do, our plan is to deliver tens of thousands of these to Governor Wolf and also the rest of the legislators, and mostly in the leadership positions.
Now, you bring up a good point. Governor Wolf is not really a big supporter of these bills, is he?
Well, he hasn't been publicly. I can tell you, myself and Jim Rodkey have met with the governor on two separate occasions for an hour each meeting, and we did make some progress with the governor. Unfortunately, he didn't deliver any votes. He's not talking about it publicly. His running mate, Fetterman, is out there publicly speaking for the both of them, saying that they are opposed to school property tax elimination. So I guess that's the word. Governor Wolf is not supportive, and Scott Wagner is.
Okay, last question. What do you want the listeners to do? What do you want me to do as a media source? I mean, what possibly could we do? I have Charles Urban, who is locally very involved in this, you know, inundates me with all kinds of information. And I keep thinking, like, what can I do? I mean, is there something as a media representative that I can do and something that our voters can do?
Well, I would ask that maybe you keep in contact with us periodically. Maybe we can give you some updates and spread the word. We do have some town halls coming up in that area. You just mentioned Charlie Urban. He's got one set for King's College. I think it's the 26th or 27th of September. And we have three others after that. So if we could cue you in on those, maybe if you could advertise those dates and help us drive out folks, that would be fantastic.
I make that commitment to you. Please keep my number handy. And anytime you want to come on and give us an update or challenge people, please do so.
Thank you very much, Frank. I appreciate it.
And I know I drove you crazy making sure you called today, but I'm grateful. Thank you, Ron.
I'm grateful for the opportunity.
All right. Bye-bye. Ron Boltz. Now, that is Pennsylvania Liberty Alliance.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.